This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
8 people were shot and 2 of them killed within 6 hours from Friday night through early Saturday, said Denver police. The 2 fatal shootings happened Friday night, one outside of Coors Field and the other near the Civic Center. The first incident occurred at about 8:30 p.m. in the area of West Colfax Avenue in North Broadway near Civic Center Park. A missing 10-year-old boy has been found. He was missing in Aurora, prompting a drone search of the area Saturday morning. He was last seen Friday at 10 a.m. Christian Aaron Navobueso ran away from the area of 1000 North Cimarron Circle. He was last seen wearing a gray shirt, blue swim trunks, and black sandals. Luckily, he has been found safe. An Arizona woman's body was recovered Thursday below the Via Ferrata climbing area in Telluride, according to the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff's office said the 53-year-old woman was climbing the Via Ferrata with her friend when she apparently slipped and fell about 200 feet. A Greyhound bus became a cautionary tale Friday for those thinking about taking a shortcut to get around the Interstate 70 Glenwood Canyon closure. The bus got stuck about 22 and a half miles up a high mountain gravel road on Friday night. This is according to the Garfield County Sheriff's Office. 21 people, including an older woman with heart conditions, needed to be rescued. The city of Manitou Springs announced Friday anyone entering a city-owned building will be required to wear a face mask. In a press release, the city said all individuals will be required to wear a facial covering regardless of vaccination status beginning Monday, tomorrow, August 9th. According to the city, this is for the safety of city staff and everybody else. Well, you soon won't have to drive all the way to Santa Fe to see a Meow Wolf exhibit. Meow Wolf has announced plans to open its 90,000 square foot location in downtown Denver on Friday, September 17th. New Mexico-based Meow Wolf is made up of more than 200 artists in architecture, sculpture, painting, photography, video, virtual, and augmented reality, including some music engineering and narrative writing. It's an immersive experience.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Vetichinkwe, and I'm going to try to find many creative ways to say smoke, because you're going to see a lot of it. Makes for some pretty sunrises and sunsets. If you're sensitive to that kind of stuff, it might be best to stay inside, run an air conditioner today, and maybe for the next couple of days. Otherwise, it looks pretty quiet. We're not going to have a lot of cloud cover, which will be tough for you to see anyway. And temperatures today should be close to 90 in Colorado Springs, low to mid-90s for Canyon City and Pueblo, probably in the upper 70s to lower 80s around Teller County. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.